在旧约圣经里头有五本书被称为是智慧书。
In the Old Testament, there are five books that are called the books of wisdom.
他们都在谈到敬畏神的事情。
All of them talk about fearing God.
因为敬畏神就是智慧的开始。
Because the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom.
他们也帮助我们来看到真实的人生。
And they also help us to see what life truly is.
尤其是传道书他在描写人生很多真实的现象。
This is especially true of Ecclesiastes, which portrays a lot of the truth in life.
他用了一个字眼，说在日光之下。
It uses a term called under the sun.
就是在这个时空的里头。
Which is under time and space.
就是在亚当的里头。
Which is under Adam.
那在日光之下的一个真实的现象之一。就是我今天的题目，事满人空。
And one of the truths under the sun is our topic for today, which is that there is deficiency, even insufficiency.
这是所罗门王他对人生很仔细的观察。
This is one of Solomon's observations of life.
这是他从他一生里头他的体会。
And this was his experience throughout his entire life.
当我们看到事实的真相
，When we see the truth,
才能够帮助我们来得着一个更成熟、更有意义的人生。
It will help us to have a more mature and more meaningful life.
在传道书一开始有一个问题，七个回答。
In the beginning of Ecclesiastes, there is one question and seven answers.
他主要在问说，做人有什么好处
？It basically asks, what is the purpose of living, of being human?
好，或者 benefit.
Or the benefit.
那其实我们已经存在了，我们已经是人。
But actually, we already exist. We're already human.
所以更重要的应该是我们应该如何。
So what's most important is what should we do?
那在知道要如何之前，我们要把很多事情，很多真实的一面去把它看清楚。
But before we can know what we can do, we have to first understand what is the truth.
我们请看传道书第一章。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
传道书第一章十二节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 12.
十二节，我传道者在耶路撒冷做过以色列王。
12. I, the preacher, was king over Israel and Jerusalem.
在这里，这个王他强调着他是传道者。
Here, the king emphasizes that he was the preacher.
当然，王的地位在社会上是比较尊贵的，比较高的。
Of course, in society, the status of the king is higher.
但是一个所谓的传道者，他会帮助人解决。来解决人的困惑。
But a preacher will help to solve the problems of other people.
所以这个王他很认真的、很用心的要为人来为人解这个困惑。
And so this preacher wanted to help other people solve their problems very diligently.
人很容易被蒙蔽而充满着这个困惑。
Man is easily confused and worried.
对，那所以啊，因为人的生活里头，人常常说我不愿意。
And so because of man's man is often they often say that they are unwilling.
我们不愿意接受人的爱。
They are unwilling to accept love.
我们不愿意接受人的劝告。
We are unwilling to receive criticism. Or warning.
我们不愿意接受人的勉励。
We are unwilling to accept encouragement.
我们不愿意接受人给我们很好的建议。
We are unwilling to accept the counsel of other people.
我们不愿意接受人提供给我们他很好的经验。
And we are unwilling to accept the experiences that others are willing to share with us.
所以我们就常常在困惑里头。
So we are often under confusion.
Confusion.
那
所以这个王 啊，他强调着我要用我的观察我的经验来帮助你们解决你们的困惑。
And so this king wants to use his observations and his experiences to help solve our confusion.
那从十三章到从这个十三节到十五节，这个王就讲到他在日光之下他所看到的三个事实。
And so from verse 13 to 15, this king talks about three truths in life that he's observed.
十三节
verse 13,
我专心用智慧寻求查究天下所做的一切事，乃知神教世人所精炼的是极重的劳苦。
And I set my heart out to seek and search out by wisdom concerning all that is done under heaven, this burdensome task that God has given to the sons of man, by which they may be exercised.
他不是随意的说说。
He didn't say this randomly.
哦，他就好像一个科学家一样，很认真的去观察，甚至自己去经历。
He was like a scientist who was carefully observing and even experienced it himself.
所以他发现了三个事实。
So he realized three realities.
第一个，他说神教世人所精炼的是极重的劳苦。
The first is that God has given man a burdensome task.
有的翻译本说 sons of man, 人的子女们，就是亚当的子女。
Or he has given the sons of man, the sons of Adam.
人一定要经历很多的劳苦。
Man must go through many burdensome tasks.
当我们一翻开圣经，我们读创世纪的时候，我们就知道为什么。
And as soon as we open the Bible and read Genesis, then we understand why.
因为亚当他们的犯罪，这个成为人生活当中的一个命定。
Because of Adam's sin, this became a reality for man.
不但男人会有劳苦，女人也会有劳苦。
Not only must man go through burdensome tasks, women must as well.
我们常常在想，我应该做什么？
We often wonder what should we do.
我们常常在想，我应该在哪里上班？
And we often wonder where should I work.
我们常常在想，我应该做什么事业？
We often wonder what career should I take.
我们已经有了一个职业，我们也常常在想，我是不是来换个公司？
And when we already have a career, we often wonder should I change my company.
其实一个大原则就是，无论怎么的换，都是苦。
But a principle is that no matter what kind of change you make, there will always be suffering.
要很辛劳啊，那而且又会遇到苦的事情。
There will always be burdens and there will always be suffering.
既然这个是命定的，所以我们不要太勉强。
Because this has already been set for us, then we shouldn't force it too much.
我们常常要勉强自己去做改变。
We often want to force ourselves to change.
或者我们要勉强别人去做改变。
Or we want to force others to make change.
其实变来变去都还是在这个大原则里头，人必须劳苦。
But no matter how much we change, we're still under this principle that we will suffer.
所以不要跟自己过不去，也不要跟别人过不去。不要让自己多去受苦。也不要让别人去受那种不需要的苦。
So let's not try to make ourselves suffer even more or make others suffer as well.
有时候我们会觉得你必须要这样子才会好。
Oftentimes we think you must do this so that it will be good.
或者我们对自己说我必须要怎样才会好。
Or we tell ourselves that we must do things this way for things to be good.
所以在这个过程里头其实充满着更多的苦。
And in these processes there's actually more suffering.
那更可怜的是劳苦又不能得到休息。
And what's most pitiful is that when we work burdensomely and have no rest.
那这个就是苦上加苦。
And this is suffering upon suffering.
那也因为这样子，让我们更珍惜信仰的宝贵，神的宝贵。
And because of this, we will find our faith even more precious.
因为主耶稣说，劳苦挑重担的可以到我这里来。
Because Jesus once said that all you who are weary and laborsome come to me and you will find rest.
来到主耶稣这里，虽然我们还是会有劳苦，但是可以得到安息。
Even though we come to Jesus, we will still be labor, will have lots of labor, but we will find rest.
我们请看诗篇八十四篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 84.
诗篇第八十四篇第一节。
Psalms 84 verse 1.
第一节，万军之主啊，你的居所何等可爱。
Verse 1, how lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts.
第二节，我羡慕可想神的宴饮，我的心肠，我的肉体向永生神呼吁。
To my soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God.
万军之主啊，我的王，我的神啊，在你祭坛那里，麻雀为自己找着房屋，燕子为自己找着暴雏之窝。
Three, even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God.
第四节，如此住在你殿中的变为有福，他们仍要赞美你。
Four, blessed are those who dwell in your house; they will still be praising you.
啊，这个作诗的人在经历了很多的患难之后，这是他的感想。
This is the reflection of the psalmist after much suffering.
哦，人生本来就是充满很多劳苦。
Our life is full of burdens.
啊，但是在劳苦当中不能够得到休息安息，这才是一个这才是可怜的地方。
But what is more pitiful is that when we work hard, we are unable to find rest.
哦，那个第三节描写的多么的美。
And verse 3 is written very beautifully.
啊，在神那里，我们可以找到安息的地方。
But with God, we are able to find rest.
啊，我们再请。看回传道书第一章。
Let's turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
这个传道者他看到人生的第二个事实。
This preacher found a second reality of life.
十四节，我见日光之下所做的一切事都是虚空，都是捕风。
Verse 14, I've seen all the works that are done under the sun, and indeed all is vanity and grasping for the wind.
那很在时空里头，很多的劳苦所带给我们的结果是什么？
Under time and space, what is the result of working really hard?
到最后是你不能够真正的拥有。
What happens is that we are unable to attain everything.
到最后是你不会被纪念。
In the end, you will not be remembered.
到最后是你拥有，你不一定能够去享受它。
In the end, even if you attain something, you may not be able to enjoy it.
到最后所有的一切是会被烈火所焚烧。
In the end, everything will be burned by fire.
这是一个事实。
This is reality.
啊，这是一个虚空的地方。
This is a meaningless place.
啊，但是这个不是让我们啊就很消极、很负面。
But this isn't to make us become very negative or passive.
哦，这是告诉我们说，那我们要努力的去追求那个永恒的。
This is to tell us that we must work diligently to attain that which is eternal.
哦，我们要去找到那个存到可以存到永恒的，然后努力去得着它。
We must find what is eternal and diligently seek after it.
哦，这样的人生才是成功的，才是有意义的。
Only this kind of life will be successful and meaningful.
啊，请看约翰福音第六章。
Let's look at John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章二十七节。
John 6:27。
二十七节，主耶稣说：“不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的，因为人子是父所应证的。”
Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because the God the Father has set a seal on him.
哦，这个食物是我们活着所必须要的东西。
Food is something we need as we live.
啊，我们总括来讲，很多的努力就是为了食物。
Truthfully, a lot of our hard work is actually for food.
啊，但是这里主耶稣说，不要为那个必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力。
Here Jesus says, "Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting."
哦，所以事实上有那个必朽坏的，也有那个可以存到永远的。
So we can see that there is food that perishes and food which endures to everlasting life.
神的道会存到永远。
The word of God will endure forever.
神的灵会存到永远。
The spirit of God will endure forever.
神的爱会存到永远。
The love of God will endure forever.
所以在日光之下，我们要去追求这些。
So under time and space, we should pursue these things.
人的生命是不会灭的。
The life of man will not perish.
所以我们要努力的去追求 得着生命。
So we must diligently seek to find life.
再请看回传道书第一章十五节。
Let's turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 15.
十五节，弯曲的不能变直，缺少的不能足数。
15, what is crooked cannot be made straight, and what is lacking cannot be numbered.
这个传道者他所要说的第三个事实就是人的有限。
The third reality is the limitation of man.
有时候当我们在受苦的时候或者不如意的时候，
Sometimes when we are suffering or going through difficult times,
我们有时候会对神说，神啊，我这么的渺小，你为什么要把我看得这么清楚？
We might say to God, God, I'm so small. Why are you looking at me so clearly?
当神看我们很清楚的时候，就是他会跟我们算我们到底做什么。
When God looks at us clearly, then God is looking very detailed at what we have done.
我们在受苦的时候，我们常常以为说是神在跟我算账。
When we suffer, we feel as though God is repaying us for what we have done.
有时候我们会说，神啊，我这么的渺小，你为什么不放过我？
Sometimes we may think, God, I'm so small, why don't you just forget?
有那么多的人，为什么你只这么注意在看我？
There are so many people, why are you looking at me and scrutinizing me?
你如果稍微眼睛转一下，不要看我，我大概就不会这么受苦。
If you just turn your head a little bit and don't look at me so clearly, then maybe I won't suffer that much.
这个耶伯记里头的耶伯，在他的话语里头就有这样的味道。
Within Job, you kind of get a taste of this.
他在受苦，他不知道为什么。
He was suffering and he didn't understand why.
他觉得是因为神把他看得太仔细了。
He felt that it was because God was looking at him too clearly.
不晓得我们是不是曾经也有这样子的想法。
And I don't know if we've ever had this kind of thinking.
其实不是神在跟我们计较。
Actually, it isn't that God is repaying us.
其实不是神不放过我们。
It isn't that God is unwilling to let us go.
其实很多的时候是因为我们很有限。
Actually, it's because we are very limited.
在这里说到说弯曲的不能够变直。
Here it says what is crooked cannot be made straight.
有很多的事情我们真想去改变它。
There are a lot of things in life we want to change.
但是我们也会告诉自己这是不可能的。
But we tell ourselves that it is impossible.
比如说整个大环境。
For example, the environment.
整个这个我们看到的这一个自然界。
For example, the natural environment.
我们实在是很无能为力。
We are pretty helpless.
我们真的是太渺小了。
And we are very minute.
如果说这个大很大的风，我们如果可以把它稍微改变一下道路，它就不会造成那么多的损失。
If we were able to change the direction of the wind a little bit, then we might have a little less loss.
有时候我们跟很多的人相处。
A lot of times we have to communicate with many people.
我们觉得说现在的人怎么大家都这么的不好，甚至邪恶。
We might feel that how come the people today are so bad or even evil?
我们有时候会觉得说好人怎么这么难遇到。
And we might feel that it's so difficult to meet good people.
我们知道吗？有多少的人是那么努力要来改变人的心。
Do we know how many people are trying so hard to change the hearts of others?
但是有好多负面的影响却是有那么大的影响力在影响的人的心思意念。
But there are so many negative things that are affecting man's thoughts and hearts.
创世纪第六章提到说挪亚时代的人他们整天所想的就是邪恶的事。
Genesis chapter 6 that says that during the time of Noah, everything that everyone thought was evil.
我们很不希望我们的世代会变成这样子，但是它一定会变成这样子。
And we really hope that our generation will become like this, but it will.
这个大环境常常不是我们能够去把它改变的。
This environment is not something that we are usually able to change.
甚至是人自己制造出来的弯曲都没有办法去把它弄直。
Even the things that man has made crooked is difficult to make straight.
有很多很大的事件 让人觉得是很不公平，很不合理。
There are a lot of events that people feel are unjust and unrational.
那为什么会这样子？
But why is it like this?
因为那是历史累积下来的仇恨。
Because it is of the hatred that has been passed down through history.
仇恨是人自己制造出来的。
Hatred is made by man himself.
这个好多人想要去制造和平，但是永远是失败的。
Many people try to make peace, but they always fail.
弯曲的没有办法把它变直。
What is crooked cannot be made straight.
所以看到现实的人生，常常让人觉得好苦好苦。
So when we see the reality of life today, we feel that it is very difficult.
传道书一章十五节下半句话说：“缺少的不能足数。”
The second half of verse 15 says that what is lacking cannot be numbered.
每一个地方每一个民族都有他们特别喜欢或者幸运的数目字。
In every place and every race, they have a favorite number.
所以大家在做事情的时候都很努力的要来得到这一个数字，或者把它凑成这一个数目字。
And so when they do things, they try very hard to reach that number.
比如说有些民族啊，他们在结婚的时候，男女互相交换礼物。
For example, there is some races where the bride and groom exchange gifts on their wedding day.
那要交换多少件礼物？
And how many do they have to exchange?
有些就有一个特定的数字，交换那么几件礼物，那个代表完全，那代表美好。
For some races, there's a specific number of gifts that you have to exchange, and this is perfect.
但是是不是因为这样子就真的完全、真的美好呢？
But is it really that if you give this amount of gifts, then everything will be perfect?
谁晓得？
Who knows?
在生活当中，真的是缺少的不能足数。
In life, there are truly things that cannot be numbered.
生活里头总是充满着很多的不理想。
In life, there are many things which are unjust.
生活里头总是会有一些我们没有办法去达成。
There are always going to be things in life which we cannot attain.
生活里头总是有一些事情我们想要去弥补，但是弥补不了。
There are always going to be things in life which we want to repair, but we are unable to do so.
真的，我们每一天都在面对着一些的不理想。
Truly, every day we face things which are unjust.
比如说美丽、丑陋、智慧、愚昧这四个东西。
For example, beauty, ugliness, wisdom, and foolishness.
再加上一个健康。
And health.
一个很漂亮的人，很美丽的人，很可惜，他不一定聪明。
A beautiful person, unfortunately, might not be smart.
一个很漂亮的女孩子，她不一定健康。
A beautiful woman might not be healthy.
一个很聪明的人，他不一定美丽。
A smart person may not be beautiful.
所以，其实我们尽力就是了。不要每一件事情都想要是完美的。
But what's important is that we try our best, and that not everything may be beautiful.
如果只是要求完美，那么我们会常常很失望，很伤心。
If we always ask for perfection, then we will often be disappointed.
其实只有一个亏欠，它是一定必须要去把它弥补，而且是可以弥补的。
Actually, there is only one thing that is lacking that can be repaired and should be repaired.
这件事情我们把它弥补了，这样就够了。
And if we repair this, then that is enough.
我们请看罗马书第三章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 3.
罗马书第三章二十三节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 23.
二十三节，因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
啊，每一个人人生里头的不如意、不理想的地方，或许不太一样。
Maybe everyone's injustice or lacking in life is different.
啊，但是有一个是一样的，就是这一节经节所说的。
But there is one thing that is similar among everyone, which is what is in this verse.
啊，就是我们所有的人在神的面前，我们都亏欠了他的荣耀。
Which is that all have fallen short of the glory of God.
啊，这是一个我们必须把它弥补的。
And this is something that we must repair or add on to.
啊，而且靠着主耶稣的怜悯跟他给我们的恩典是可以达到的。
And under the mercy and grace of God, then we can do this.
啊。看到这么多的缺陷，我们也总该把一个缺陷给它弥补好。
We see so many things are lacking, and there must be one thing that we should repair.
哦，那这就是主耶稣所给我们的这个救恩。
And this is what Jesus Christ has given us, which is salvation.
让我们在神的面前不再亏欠他的荣耀。
Under the presence of, or in the presence of God, let us no longer fall short of His glory.
哦，让更进一步，让我们在神的面前可以过着一个荣耀他的生活。
Let's take one step further and actually glorify His name.
哦，在他的面前过着一个喜悦他的生活。
In His presence, let us please Him.
哦，这个就是真正的快乐的来源。
And this is the source of happiness.
传道书第一章十五节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 15.
说缺少的不能足数。
Says what is lacking cannot be numbered.
哦，这个。另外一个翻译就叫做没有办法计算。
What is lacking cannot be numbered.
生活里头真的有一些事情你是没有办法去计算它的。
There are truly things in life that are unable to be numbered.
也就是说有一些事情你再怎么样你没有办法去跟它交换。
Which is to say that there are some things that are inexchangeable.
啊，这也是一个很大的遗憾。
And this is something that we regret.
一个人失去了健康，常常就很难再得回它。
When a person loses their health, it is very difficult to attain it again.
一个人丧失了生命，几乎是没有办法再把它得回来。
When a person loses their life, it is almost impossible for him to regain it.
一个人的名誉没有了，很难再去得回来。
When a person loses his status, then it is very difficult to regain it.
哦，这就是为什么我们要爱惜自己。
And this is why we should love ourselves.
哦，因为这一些的损失是难以计算的。
Because these things that are lacking are difficult to number.
哦，有一些事情你是很难再去把它挽回。
There are things in life which are difficult to attain again.
哦，所以如果失去了，那个损失没有办法计算。
And so when we lose it, this thing that we lack cannot be numbered.
那所以我们必须要归向神。
So we must return to God.
啊，请看以赛亚书四十二章。
Turn to Isaiah chapter 42.
以赛亚书四十二章十六节。
Isaiah 42:16.
十六节，我要引瞎子行不认识的道，领他们走不知道的路，在他们面前使黑暗变为光明，使弯曲变为平坦，这些事我都要行，并不离弃他们。
16, I will bring the blind by a way they did not know. I will lead them in paths they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked places straight. These things I will do for them and not forsake them.
啊，这里讲到这位爱我们的神。他才能够让弯曲变为直。
Here it says that this God who loves us is able to make what is crooked straight.
哦，生活当中很多的损失失去，那是没有办法计算的。
A lot of things in life which we lack cannot be numbered.
哦，那因为没有办法计算，也就是说你没有办法再把它得回来。
And because we can't number it, it is very difficult to reattain it.
我们曾经失去了神。
We might have once lost God.
在亚当里头，我们失去了神。
Under Adam, we lost God.
这更是一个没有办法 去计算的损失。
And this is an even greater lack that cannot be numbered.
但是在这一条信仰的道路上面，要让我们再得到神。
But in this path of faith, we are able to reattain this God.
是的，在真实的生活里头，我们好像有，我们是存在很多的缺失。
In life, we may truly have many lackings.
但是当我们将这个没有办法计算的神再得回来。
But when we are able to regain this God that cannot be numbered,
就像大卫他所做的诗这样说
，just as what David said in his psalm,
说主神是我的牧者，我就不致缺乏。
That the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want.
所以我们一定要走在这一条信仰的道路上面，把神得回来。
So we must walk in this path of faith and regain God.
看回传道书第一章十六节。
Let's turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 16.
十六节，我心里议论说，我得了大智慧，胜过我以前在耶路撒冷的众人，而且我心中多经历智慧和知识的事。
I communed with my heart, saying, "Look, I have attained greatness and have attained more wisdom than all who were before me in Jerusalem. My heart has understood great wisdom and knowledge."
这所罗门王他不是在夸口。
Solomon wasn't bragging here.
因为他。在给我们这个传道书啊，他真的是很用心，真的是很认真的。
Because when he was writing this book of Ecclesiastes, he did it very diligently.
他不是凭空在想象，用想象的。
It wasn't from his imagination.
他是真的去观察，他是真的去体验过。
He truly had observed this and experienced this.
所以他现在是很用很认真的态度，很严肃的态度来告诉我们。
So here he very diligently and seriously tells us.
有关所罗门王他的智慧他的才能记载在列王记上第四章
Solomon's wisdom and his abilities are in chapter 4 of 1 Kings
就像这一节所说的他真的是一个大有智慧的人他真的是一个人生经验丰富的人
Just as this verse says, he truly is someone who is very wise and great.
所以我们也应该很认真、很用心的来看这个传道书。
So we should also very diligently and seriously read this book of Ecclesiastes.
十七节
，verse 17，
他再加上一项现实的人生里头虚空的事实。
He also talks about one more reality of life.
传道书一章十七节
Ecclesiastes 1:17
我又专心查明智慧狂妄和愚昧乃知道乃知 这也是捕风
And I set my heart to know wisdom and to know madness and folly I perceive that this also is grasping for the wind
十八节因为多有智慧就多有愁烦加增知识的就加增忧伤
For much wisdom is much grief and he who increases knowledge increases sorrow
十七节他把三样很极端的事项把它摆在一起。
In verse 17, he places three contradicting things together.
那意思就是说，其实这三样事情好像不相干，其实是相通的。
And it's to say that even though these things seem to be not related, they actually have some things to do with each other.
其实他们如果说有差别的话，很薄，只是一张纸。的差别，或者一条线的差别。
If they have any differences, they're actually very thin. It's as thin as a line or as thin as a sheet of paper.
意思就是说，你过去可能是很有智慧，但是现在却变得很愚昧。
Which is to say that in the past you might have been very wise, but now you are foolish.
同样一个人，曾经很有智慧，也会变得很愚昧。
The same person may be wise at one time, but later become foolish.
很多事情都很智慧，但是就有一件事情是很狂妄，是很愚昧。
Or there may be something, or many things where someone is very wise about, but in one thing they be foolish or mad.
这么极端的事情，它发生在同一个人的身上。
These very different and contradicting things may happen in the same person.
这也是日光之下一件虚空的事情。
And this is also something under the sun, which is vanity.
这个创世纪十一章在写到人想要建造巴别塔。
Genesis chapter 11 talks about how man wanted to build the Tower of Babel.
人性是偏向 狂妄的。那个十七节智慧狂妄愚昧那个狂妄。
Oh, man is set towards madness.
这个madness, 这个很骄傲到那种有点是没有一个理性来做瑕疵。
This pride led to madness.
那像所罗门他曾经很有智慧过。
As like Solomon, who once was very wise.
他一直都很清醒。
He was always very, logical.
但是同样这一个人他就在一件事情上面他是那么愚昧那么糊涂。
But the same person in one aspect became very mad and very foolish.
我们请看列王记上十一章。
Let's look at 1 Kings chapter 17.
列王记上十一章。
First Kings, sorry, chapter 11.
列王记上十一章第四节。
First Kings 11 verse 4.
所罗门年老的时候，他的妃嫔引诱他的心去随从别神，不效法他父亲大卫，诚诚实实的顺从主他的神。
For it was so when Solomon was old that his wives turned his heart after other gods, and his heart was not loyal to the Lord his God, as was his heart, the heart of his father David.
第五节，因为所罗门随从西顿人的女神亚斯他录和亚扪人可憎的神米勒公。
Verse 5, for Solomon went after Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Sidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites.
第六，所罗门行主眼中看为恶的事，不效法他父亲大卫，专心顺从主。
Verse 6, Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord and did not fully follow the Lord as did his father David.
这是所罗门王他自己亲身的经过。
This was Solomon's own experience.
所以他会在传道书一章十七节这样子描来做描写。
And this is why he would say this in Ecclesiastes 1:17.
所以我们人是很容易倾向于狂妄过分骄傲。
And this, so because of this, man is often able to fall into pride that leads to madness.
所以我们不要忘了，我们要敬畏神，我们要荣耀神。
So let us not forget that we must fear God and glorify God.
我们才不会在困惑里头。
And in this way, we will not be in confusion.
传道书一章十八节。
Ecclesiastes 1:18.
如果没有神，没有信仰来做我们生活的基础，它会怎么样？
If we do not have God or our faith as our foundation, then what will happen?
人仍然可以被称为是很有智慧，很聪明，很有知识。
Man might be called wise or smart or very knowledgeable.
但是因为没有神，没有信仰。
But because they have no God and no faith.
在生活当中就会充满那种很深重的困惑。
In their life, they will have this very deep confusion.
就会充满着很深重的愁烦忧伤。
They will be filled with this very deep grief and sorrow.
这就是十八节所说的。
This is what it says in verse 18.
多有智慧，多有愁烦，加增知识，加增忧伤。
For much wisdom is much grief, and he who increases in knowledge increases sorrow.
我们在座有很多的在求学的学生。
Here there are many students.
传道书不是告诉你不要追求知识。
Ecclesiastes isn't telling you not to look for knowledge.
你的父母亲既然送你去学校，在你这种年纪，你一定要好好的努力用功。
Since your parents have sent you to school and you are a student, then you must work hard to find knowledge.
你不会像这里所说的充满着愁烦跟忧伤。
You will not be, as it says here, to be full of grief and sorrow.
因为你有神，你有信仰。
Because you have God and you have faith.
如果没有神，没有信仰。
If there is no God or no faith.
人在追求知识当中会发现说，哇，知识这么多，我所学的只是这么一点点。
Man will, in the pursuit of knowledge, feel that there is so much knowledge and I am so little.
在你的追求过程里头，你会对过去很多的事情，你觉得很懊悔。
In our pursuit, then we will feel very regretful of the things that in the past.
但是事实上，今天你又如何呢？
But in reality, what are you like today?
如果没有神，没有信仰。
If we have no God and no faith.
你是一个天才。
And you are a genius.
你是会觉得很寂寞的。
You will feel very lonely.
因为人家不了解你。
Because no one understands you.
因为你是天才，你很难被人了解。
Because you are a genius or a prodigy and people can't understand you.
没有神，没有信仰。如果你是天才，你只会跟人格格不入。
If there is no God and no faith, and you are a genius, then you will have this gap between you and people.
哦，那这样子，你当然就有很多的愁烦跟忧伤。
And because of this, you will have grief and sorrow.
如果没有神，没有信仰。
If we have no faith and no God.
你知道很多事情，你知道应该怎么做，但是你又没有办法做。
You know a lot and you know what to do, but you aren't able to act on it.
你心里一定很矛盾，很痛苦。
In your heart, you must feel very sorrowful.
无论你在哪一方面，你很有知识。
No matter in what kind of aspect you have a lot of knowledge.
因为你有知识，所以你知道应该怎么做，必须怎么做。
Because you have this knowledge, you know what to do and how to do it.
但是在现实里头。是没有可能，很少人要听你，你也做不到。
Practically speaking, very few people want to listen to you, and you can't act upon it.
为什么说有智慧、有知识，没有神、没有信仰，就会是忧愁跟愁烦跟忧伤
？Why do we say that if we increase in wisdom and knowledge, but have no God and no faith, then we will have more grief and more sorrow?
因为没有神，你就永远没有答案。
Because without God, then you will never have any answers.
你那么努力在钻研，要找答案，但是却没找不到答案。
You may seek very hard to find answers, but you will never find them.
真的会很苦。
It will be very sorrowful.
哦，比那个不努力的还要苦。
It will be even more painful than those who don't seek.
哦，所以认识神、敬畏神、仰望神，这个是。最宝贵的，最有福气的。
So to know and to fear and to know and to fear God, this is most precious.
好，所以我们要努力的去认识神，去敬畏神。
So we must diligently try to know God and to worship Him.
努力的去仰望神。
To work hard to look up to God.
哦，如果我们已经认识神、敬畏神
，If we already know God and fear Him.
哦，我们要好好的珍惜。
We must keep this as precious.
好，我们一起唱诗162首。
Let's sing hymn 162.
Last verse, 最后一节。
请坐。
Please be seated.
在一开始的时候，我说真正的快乐是来自于企业天上的神。
In the beginning, I said that true happiness comes from pleasing our heavenly Father.
我们或许会想，神看不见，神这么伟大，我如何去企业他？
We might feel that God cannot see, He is so great, how can I please Him?
请问，当我们信主之后，我们是不是变成神的一部分？
Let me ask, after we are baptized, are we not a part of God?
如果你的配偶是神的一部分，
If your spouse is a part of God,
你企业他，你就是在企业神。
And you please them, then you are pleasing God.
如果你的父母亲是神的一部分，
If your parents are part of God,
你企业你的父母亲就是在企业神。
If you please your parents, then you are pleasing God.
如果我们的儿女是神的一部分，
If our children are in part of God,
我们来企业他们，我们就是在企业神。
If we please them, then we are pleasing God.
我们所看到的弟兄姐妹，他们是神的一部分。
Our brothers and sisters that we see, they are all part of God.
我们企业他们就是在企业神。
And if we please them, then we please God.
所以得到快乐并不是那么的难。
So it's not that hard to attain happiness.
因为要企业神并不是那么的难。
Because it's not that hard to please God.
愿主耶稣怜悯我们，帮助我们。
May God have mercy on us and help us.
让我们在信仰的道路上面，我们都成为一个快乐的人。
So that in our path of faith, we are able to all be happy.
我们要做结束的祷告。
We're now going to make our concluding prayer.
请我们特别为两位弟兄姐妹代祷。
Let us especially pray for two brothers and sisters.
第一位是住在当趟的叶妈妈，她要做眼角膜的眼睛开刀的手术，我们帮她祷告。
First is Sister Ye, who lives in downtown, and she's going to have a surgery on her eye.
那我们也为这个 Greg 弟兄他的复原恢复来祷告。
Let's also pray for Greg so that he may have a speedy recovery.
我们现在一起祷告。
Now let's all pray together.